Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Today is the first Sunday in Advent, the first of the four Sundays in which we count down to the celebration of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, born that first Christmas day. Up and down the land, many churches will be lighting the first Advent candles this morning, and perhaps beginning to decorate their church buildings. Good morning, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, in the Eastern Townships. Our congregation and supporters are pleased to bring you this programme on CJMQ, broadcasting to the Eastern Townships of the province of Quebec and beyond. Psalm 25, verse 4. Show me your path, Lord. Teach me your ways. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good.
From our fears.
Let us pray. God of love, you come to your people to dwell with them. You come with power to transform all things. You come with promises to make all things new. You come with signs of your deep love for the world. You come, and your truth breaks into our lives, shattering lies and half-truths, setting your people free. Your coming is our hope. And so we offer you our praise and prayers in gratitude and anticipation. Come into our lives again, O God, and show us how to hope in the face of all that is discouraging. For we gather in the name of hope made flesh, Jesus Christ, your promise and our desire. Merciful God, in your gracious presence we confess our sins and sins of the world. Forgive us our sleepiness in the presence of your splendour, and for when we abandon hope and expect and look for the same old thing in the same old way. Forgive us our silence when we ought to have spoken up, and our carelessness with your world and each other. Awaken us to your holy, hopeful presence, so we may watch and wait for you, Lord Jesus Christ. The one who comes with justice also comes with mercy. The God of judgment is truly the Christ of compassion. God offers you forgiveness today in the hope that you will receive it gladly. Do not be afraid, but rejoice in the God who comes to us through Christ our Lord. Amen. The first of two readings today is a short one from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 33 at verse 14. The prophet is speaking in the midst of a dark time as the people of Israel were going to be led off into captivity when it seemed that their future was going to be taken away from them. Jeremiah 33 at verse 14. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteous Saviour. And from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21 at verse 25, we hear Jesus speaking to his disciples about the end times, the times that are to come. Luke 21 at verse 25. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." He told them this parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, This generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. In an old Calvin and Hobbes comic strip, this conversation takes place. In the first frame, Calvin says to Hobbes, "Live for the moment is my motto. You never know how long you've got." And in the second frame, he explains, "You could step into the road tomorrow and wham, you get hit by a cement truck. And then you'd be sorry you put off your pleasures. That's what I say. Live for the moment." And then he asks Hobbes, "What's your motto?" And Hobbes replies, "My motto is, look down the road." The scripture readings today are about what's coming down the road towards us. They're about the promise God has made to us, the promise made when he said, "The days are coming when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he will execute righteousness in the land." Stop for a minute. Pause. Think about it. What does it mean to us now, this promise of God? What does it mean, too, when Jesus says to us that there's a day coming when the Son of Man will come to us in a cloud with power and great glory? What do these promises mean now in the midst of a busy life, a hectic life, a crazy life? A life where our kids expect to be driven here and there and ask for things that we just can't afford. A life where our employers expect us to work overtime. And our lodge, our church, our ball or hockey team ask for hours we don't have. When we've just busied ourselves on Black Friday shopping and taking advantage of every deal that's under the sun in the hope that we'll be ready for the festive coming that will be just less than a month away now. What do they mean when we watch the news or read the paper and discover that senseless horrors continue throughout the world, that crime and starvation and terrorism and war and earthquakes and floods abound and indeed seem to be increasing? The promise of God, and the promise of God in Jesus, is that the future is not going to be like the present. It is that those things that we see that are wrong in this world, those things that we hear of that are evil, will perish away, and that a new heaven and a new earth will come upon us, a heaven and earth of everlasting peace and justice and joy and love. And that's important. This is why Jesus talks about the future, why he mentions the signs of this coming, how the stars and the moon and the sun itself will appear to go off course and terror will be felt among the nations and fear among the peoples. And that's why he says, "Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live upon the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." What about you? What do you need to be on guard against? What one thing or couple of things do you tend to be so focused on that you kind of lose your context? I can get so caught up with deadlines and preparations, spending hours before the computer and the microphone, then rushing around doing visits, getting ready for meetings and then going to them, that I forget what it is that I'm proclaiming, what God is actually doing all around us. Do you feel lost today? Lost in the moment that's at hand and the concerns that this moment brings? Have you been so busy with your online shopping this past week that your life has been taken over by one thing or another that you can't appreciate what else is going on, what else is happening? Jesus tells us in today's gospel reading not to be distracted by the big issues, warfare, floods, famine, creation seeming to fall apart, but see them as signs of what is to take place. But he's also telling us about the personal things that can be more distracting than any civil war halfway around the planet. It's those personal events that are so dangerous because they're subtle and sneaky. We don't realise what's happening until it's too late, and all of a sudden we're trapped, feeling sorry for ourselves, working so hard, being so focused on one thing that we miss the bigger picture. And that's why Jesus tells us to be alert. To watch, to not get so caught up in the everyday things or the big tragedies that we lose sight of the larger scheme, that we fail to look down the road, that we fail to see the presence of God and the kingdom of God looming towards us with all its hope, with all its promise. And that's the attitude of Advent, of being alert to what is going on around us, of understanding what the signs around us are trying to tell us and readying ourselves for the fulfillment of God's word in our midst, of readying ourselves by prayer, by worship, by service, of readying ourselves by having in us the holy hope that God wants us to have. Have this hope. Look around. Look down the road. and with your head held up high, walk the road towards the approaching kingdom in prayer and in hope, in righteousness and in love, knowing that as so many of the promises of God were fulfilled at the birth of Christ, so too the rest will be fulfilled to his praise and glory. This is a Sunday of hope. Amen.
Oh, you rose from the dead, conquering fear.
Let us again pray. We do give you our thanks and praise, O God, for even when the whole earth is thrown into chaos, your tenderness and lasting love are our sure hope. You created the heavens and the earth, and though even they will pass away, the words you have spoken to us are an everlasting covenant of promise. The words of your Son, Jesus Christ, shook the earth and opened our eyes to your coming reign. He led us in the paths of your truth and taught us your ways of faithful love. He was crucified by the enemies of justice, but you raised him to new life and sent his Spirit to restore and renew and strengthen our faith as the day of redemption draws near. Your promise will be fulfilled in coming days when Christ comes on the clouds of glory to establish your reign of justice and righteousness forever. Lord, as we enter the season of Advent, as we prepare for Christmas, let this be a season that is more than hustle and bustle. Make it more for us than a time of buying and selling, more than a time of worrying and celebrating. Make it for us a time of true blessedness, a time in which we pray and share your love with others, a time in which we turn to your word and speak hope to those who are in despair, a time in which we stand with heads high and our hands out to help others find meaning in a world gone mad. We pray, O God, that you would move in the lives of those who feel that no light can shine in their darkness, in the hearts of those who are depressed in mind and spirit, and in the bodies and souls of those who are sick and suffering alone. Be too with those who are oppressed and afflicted, because they bear your name, and with all who suffer unjustly in this world. We thank you for signs of hope in our world, for an agreement about climate change regulations and support to developing nations, for speak of ceasefires in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah. We thank you for the signs of hope in our lives, for the good things that are present in there, for the resources of our faith that strengthen us when all around us would assault us and discourage us. And we bring to you our prayers. All these things we have prayed, and all that we pray to you in the name of Jesus Christ our Saviour, he who has died and who has risen and who will come again. Glory to his name. And we offer the prayer Jesus himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace Broadcast Ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.